from his studios in New York. It's time for Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, where sports meets life. Here's your host, Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop. And on the free Wake Up Call DT app, you can get by going to WakeUpCallDT.podbean.com/mobile. You can also find the show on iTunes. The name of the show is the name of the free podcast. Search Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on iTunes Podcast today. So however you're listening in, thank you so much to all the fans around the country, including those fans in my hometown of Central New York, in Syracuse, up and down the East Coast, and around the nation, including outside of the country. I want to thank loyal supporters in countries like Canada, as well as Germany and Russia, everybody that has been loyal to my show over the years. I truly appreciate it. And England, Italy, other places that have listened as well, I truly appreciate it. So it's a blessing and a privilege to have on the show with me right now Aaron Service, in the incoming class of 2016, when it comes to recruiting. On this National Signing Day special of 2016, Aaron Service is fresh off of signing that national letter of intent, sending it into Syracuse, and officially becoming Orange. He's an offensive tackle from Ashwaubenon High School in Green Bay, Wisconsin, verbally committed to Syracuse on December 8th, 2015, which is my dog in heaven, Shady, her birthday. So, or pardon me, not her birthday, 2 months after the birthday to the day, I should say here. It's been a long day. But Aaron Service here with me right now. I want to thank him for being on the show. Always a blessing and a privilege to talk with him. And, of course, this is a very special day for Aaron. So, Aaron, first and foremost, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing well, Aaron. And you know, I know I said this off the air to you, but I always feel amazing about myself when I can pronounce Ashwaubenon. It makes me feel like I'm a king. I love it. Just say it's something about now. Do a lot of people say it wrong when people are talking to you? I mean, what have you heard? I mean, it's Ashwaubenon, but what have you heard it called?
Man, I mean, most people don't even like attempt it. Like, they see it and they ask me how to pronounce it anyway, just because they have no guess.
Well, because you look at Ashwaubenon and the way it's spelled, and then you look at your name, Aaron Service, which is written Aaron Service. So how are people with your name? How do they typically say your name?
Well, like from the State Farm commercials and stuff like that, there's Aaron, stuff like that. A lot of people try to call me Aaron, but that's not really how my name is spelled. So, I don't know, it's just kind of funny.
So you're Aaron Service from Ashwaubenon, or however we want to call it here, but with all jokes aside, this is a big day for you. You sign your national letter of intent. You send it into Syracuse. What's it feel like to officially be Orange?
Oh, man, it's just amazing to finally have my dream be true of, you know, getting that scholarship and going to the university that I want to play for. It's just an amazing feeling.
When we look at this moment for you in your life to know that it's all said and done, I want to go back to your recruiting as a whole. From that first moment that school started talking to you to having your official letter of intent signed and over and done with, what has this whole process been like? Now that you can look at it from the outside, how would you define your process?
Fun, I guess. I mean, all the traveling I've been able to do in the different places I've been able to see, I've never experienced anything like that in the previous years of my life. You know, I haven't left Wisconsin a whole lot, a couple vacations here and there, but to be able to travel around and just drive around and get to see the sights has been really awesome.
What can you say about when you had an opportunity to go up to Syracuse? What was that experience like when you had your official visit? Looking back on it, how much did that have to do with you keeping your commitment? Because you were committed to Syracuse before you went up and visited the school, but what did the visit do for you to kind of establish that this truly was the right place?
You know, I mean, I knew I loved the coaches going in. I had a great relationship really cool.
How amazing was that situation to be in? Like you said, to be on a visit that huge weekend, the January 22nd to 24th visit, where, like you said, 12 go on the visit, 12 verbally commit to Syracuse in that moment. What was that atmosphere like and that environment like, that everybody just together was all Syracuse?
I mean, it was really cool. I mean, coming into the weekend, there's only about 3 or 4 of us committed. And, you know, a couple of us guys that were already committed, you know, we did our own recruiting for the weekend, I guess. We kind of took over that role, and we really just tried to get the other guys to buy into what Syracuse was. And they ended up buying in with us. And I'm just really excited for what the future has to hold.
When you look at some of those relationships, I want to go into the offensive line that you're obviously going to be a part of, Aaron. When you look at your place as an offensive tackle, Sam Heckles also coming in at offensive tackle, as well as Michael Clark, and then you have Liam O'Sullivan at offensive guard. What can you say about those gentlemen when you look at Sam and Liam and Michael and your relationship with them?
You know, they're all really great guys. Liam wasn't on the visit with me, Sam, and Mike. But, you know, I've been in contact with him over Twitter, and we talk a couple times a week, every week. So we have a really good relationship. And, you know, with having Sam and Mike on the trip with me, I got to hang out with them a lot, especially with them being O-linemen. I was with them in a lot of meetings and stuff like that. So just to be able to build that relationship before we even get on campus is really awesome. Because I know them a few years, that'll just help with how we play on field, just having that bond.
What can you say about the time you got to spend with Sam Heckle and Michael Clark? What are some of those memorable moments that you took back home with you?
Oh man, I mean, just being able to hang out with them. Like, I know we went to Dave & Buster's for our first for the first dinner there when we first got there Friday, and just be able to play in the arcade games with them a little bit and just be able to laugh and have a good time, that was really awesome.
When you look at those arcade games, going back to that time, what were some of the favorite ones you had? And you know I have to ask you this. What were some of the favorite games you played, and who won them?
Well, I played a lot of games with my host, Sam Clausen. And he's big into hunting. You know, he's from Wisconsin. I do my fair share of hunting, so we played a lot of those types of games. He did end up beating me for most of them, but I got him a couple times. So
he took you down in most of those games, but you got a few. What were the games that you were able to pull out a victory in? What were some of those games that you played that you ended up getting the best of Sam Clausen?
Yeah, we played a couple rounds on the hunting games, so every once in a while I was able to get the big deer over him. So that was fun.
When you look back on that time, though, and you look back on that weekend and being around all those guys, did you find yourself kind of sitting there in the room looking at all of these players, this future for Syracuse, and did you start envisioning everybody on the field? Did you kind of transcend, get taken to a different world, so to speak? I mean, did you start to see what the future could be like when you were sitting in that room?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, just getting to know those guys, I mean, there were definitely times that I probably daydreamed a little bit and kind of thought about the future and, you know, what it would be like sitting up on the field with those guys.
And when you think about the future and you think about being on the field with those guys, what are some of the things that you envision? What can you see when you think of the future of Syracuse? You think about what this team is going to be, what the environment's going to be like around the university. What are some of those things that you're thinking of, that you're feeling, that you believe are going to be part of the future?
You know, Coach Babers, he's such a positive guy. Just what he's able to do with teams when he comes in is just remarkable. It's what he did at Eastern Illinois and what he did at Bowling Green. I really think that, you know, this team can really become something great within the next few years under his reign. So I'm really excited for what the future holds for our team.
And when you look at the future for this team, Aaron, what do you believe Syracuse can be? Because you've obviously bought in, you've signed your national letter of intent, you're coming to Syracuse, it's all said and done and now written on paper. What do you believe that this team can truly become, honestly? When you look in the mirror, what do you see out of yourself and what do you see for this Syracuse team moving forward?
I mean, I see back-to-back-to-back bowl games. I think that would be, I don't think that's an unrealistic goal by any means. You know, once Coach Babers and his staff can get that offense really clicking and get that defense going, I don't see that being unrealistic at all. And you know, who knows, maybe in 3-4 years, we'll even be a national championship contender. You know, you gotta have big goals in order to reach them. So, I mean, that's where I see us going. And, I don't see why we can't do it.
Looking at those goals, this staff obviously has meant something to you and been a staff that you obviously felt most comfortable with. What can you say about the relationships you've built with the Syracuse staff and which coaches you've really built that bond with that helped you to make this decision?
Yeah, well, it was actually kind of funny. 3 days ago, I posted on Twitter that I had my first junior day at Bowling Green. So last year, January 31st, I had my very first junior day, and that's where I got to meet Coach Lynch, and I got to meet Coach Babers and Coach Lewis, and that's where that relationship really started. So I've already known that staff for over a year already, and we've just been building up that relationship. I mean, me and Coach Lewis and Coach Lynch, I feel we have such a good bond already. I'm so excited to see how that develops over the next few years.
When you look at this coaching staff, what do you like about them as people, as leaders, as what they will be to some or to all of you as another father, an uncle, a friend, somebody that you can really be close to? When you're looking on and off the football field, how do you define this staff and this group of men that are going to be leading you?
I mean, they're just great people. They're great role models. I mean, on my visits, I've gotten chances to meet their wives. I've gotten chances to meet their kids. And everyone's just so, it's such a big family. Everyone's such great people all around. They're really people that you can be comfortable with. So that's probably what I would say about the staff is that they're just overall great guys.
Now, you got to be around Sam Klausman, as you said. He was your host when you came on your official visit from January 22nd to the 24th, that big weekend. What can you say about Sam Klausman? Because he's had to wait his turn. He was watching on the field as a true freshman. What did you take away from him? What did he tell you about Syracuse? Now, obviously, he had a different coaching staff, but what type of knowledge and wisdom did he try to impart while you were there?
You asked, like, what kind of guy he was. I mean, Sam's another great guy. You know, when I first met him, he shook my hand, and he looked right at my mom, and he shook her hand and made sure that he introduced himself to her and everything. I thought that was very becoming of him and everything like that. I think he's excited about the new staff. I talked to him about that, like how the change has been for him and everything, and, you know, from what he's heard and what he's, like, communicated with them, he's really excited to be part of this new staff and be part of this new Syracuse football team.
One of those members of the staff, obviously your position coach, Mike Lynch, the offensive line coach at Syracuse now. What can you say about him and your experience around him and what he's meant to you at this point?
Yeah, I mean, I met him. I got a chance to meet him about a year ago at the junior day. But I really got to be coached by him at the summer camp this year. And, you know, just being around him and being coached by him, I mean, out of all the coaches that I've met and had a chance to be coached by, I liked him the best by far. I really like his coaching styles. I feel like me and him, we get along really well. And I think that's important to have that kind of relationship between a coach and a player, just to have better success on the field.
When you look at that relationship between Mike Lynch and yourself, when he was out there in summer camps, he was at Bowling Green, and all of a sudden he ends up over at Syracuse, how much were you connected to him in making this decision to move over? Because, I mean, it's a strange situation. You got coaches at Bowling Green, coaches at Western Michigan. They all come together and end up at Syracuse. So do you feel like even though it's not Bowling Green, it's Syracuse, that the people staying the same almost feels like no matter where they would have been home to you? Is that how you kind of view it at this point?
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. I mean, you know, when I bought into the staff is really what got me to choose Syracuse. I mean, I really like that staff. And, you know, Coach, just because he's wearing a Syracuse shirt now, he's still the same guy that he was at BG. He's just wearing a different emblem on his chest now. But he's still the same exact guy. I just really like the guy that he is and our relationship that we have. And I'm excited to play for him wearing the orange and blue.
Aaron, when you look at playing for the orange and blue, you look at Syracuse last season in the 2015 incoming recruiting class, they brought in 5 offensive linemen, all at different positions, with Evan Adams, Sam Clausman, Colin Byrne, Cody Conway, and Andreas Jurig. In your class, it's yourself, as well as Sam Heckel, Liam O'Sullivan, and Michael Clark. Looking at all of that youth, at the fact that the majority of those guys last season were redshirted, and then you're coming in with 3 other guys as freshmen, what do you think about the challenge and the fact that there's going to be a lot of young linemen, O-linemen, I should say, looking for an opportunity on the field for Syracuse? What does that all mean to you, and what do you think about the competition of this youth?
I'm really excited about the competition. You know, that's why we play football, is because we're competitive guys, and I think that's important to have that while you're practicing, just to have that competition. It really pushes everybody to get better. You know, and with all those guys being redshirted last year, they're going to get a good chance to play this year. It'll be great to learn from them and get to be able to watch them and be able to compete against them as well. It's going to be just really fun and a really good learning experience.
And as you move forward here, before I let you go, Aaron, looking at Syracuse, looking at the fan base, what can you say, what do you want to say to the fans? Now that you're officially orange, it's written on paper, it is as true as it will ever be. What do you want to say to Syracuse fans in this moment?
Man, I just hope that they're as excited as I am to be part of this team and the staff, and they're just as pumped up as me about what the future holds and all of our potential. I'm really excited to do some great things at Syracuse, and I hope that they're excited to also be a part of it with me.
Asking you to define yourself, Aaron, as a student, as a player, as an overall person, your mission statement, Aaron's service is, fill in that blank for me.
I would say driven. You know, I drive to be the best student that I can. I drive to be the best player that I can. I drive to be the best person that I can. So I think, yeah, Aaron's service is driven, is what I would say.
Before we finish up here, I have to share this. You are an offensive lineman who's working in the mall at a high-end shoe store for families. But, I mean, you got to bring me into a typical day for Aaron Service, because you're this big lineman out there on the football field putting work in, and then you're putting work in over at the mall in the shoe store. What is that experience like, and is it strange for people to walk into a shoe store and see this big old lineman waiting for him right there to help him?
Yeah, I mean, my store definitely is big on customer care, it's kind of funny. I mean, you'll get all these people that come in and they'll ask for shoes, and I gotta get down on my knees, and I gotta you know, help them take their shoes off, put the new shoe on for them, and lace it up for them, and let them take the first spin. So, I mean, it's kind of cool. I mean, you know, it's a high school job, but I mean, it's not bad at all. I mean, it puts gas in the tank, so I can't complain too much.
When a bunch of teenage girls come in, they're laughing about Justin Bieber and joking around, you get teeny boppers, so to speak, and they walk in there and they tell you they want to try on some shoes, and they're like 3 13-year-old girls, and you're this big old lineman. How do you handle a situation like that? Do they kind of just look at you like you're the bouncer of the place, so to speak? I mean, bring me through that situation.
Yeah, their eyes definitely get a little bit big, especially at the height. But I don't know. I think they look more at the mullet than they do the side. That seems to be more the attention grabber.
Do people ask you about the mullet while you're working?
Yeah, for sure. Some people are like, oh, that's cool. I like that. Why did you try to get it? And some people are like, oh my God, why do you have a mullet? So you definitely got to have a tough side when working in retail, because some people aren't afraid to tell you how they feel about the mullet, but that's okay.
What made the mullet fit for you? Because the mullet obviously is not something that you see a lot, but on your side of it, to your positivity of having a mullet. I mean, you look at Randy Johnson, who played baseball, and obviously he knows how to get to the World Series and win it, and he wore that mullet and wore it proud all the way through his career. So what is it about the mullet for you? Why do you have the mullet currently, and are you keeping the mullet for Syracuse?
You know, the reason I got it is it was senior year. I just wanted to do something crazy, something a little outside the box. I ended up just choosing the mullet. It's unique. Nobody else really has it. So, I mean, it's just kind of cool to call it mine. I mean, when people think of a mullet, they think of me now. So that's kind of cool. I think I'll probably keep it for a while. I'll probably keep it into summer camp. And depending on how much hazing and everything I get, depend on if the hairstyle changes a little bit or if I decide to keep the mullet for a little bit longer. But we'll see. I don't know. I plan to keep it, but we'll see what happens.
Well, Aaron, I know that whether you keep the mullet or not, Syracuse is happy that you obviously have kept them number one and signed that official national letter of intent. And you spoke to the Syracuse fans, let them know. And I know that you're a guy that's going to come in here and work hard and do a lot of great things. And I also know that you're somebody who has those morals and those values that are behind everything that you do and have that maturity. So I know that that's something that people look forward to seeing at Syracuse. And you and I will be keeping in touch throughout the process. This is National Signing Day. It's all official here, but we also have more to come before you get over to Syracuse and beyond that. So, Aaron, as always, thank you for your time. I appreciate it, and God bless you and your family.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, man. I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Bye.